Vayachru kol Mitzrayim svivos ayor mayim lishtos. Everybody, they dug artesian wells around the Yor. Okay, so Ibn Ezra like this. Rabbi Momrim, ki amayim hoyu biyada Mitzri adum. When the water was by the Egyptians, it was bloody. Dumim red kedam, like blood. V'neslabnu, and became white, biyad ha-yisrei. So that's what many people say. Im kein lomim lo nichtav oyezeh b'Torah. So why is that sign not written in the Torah? Fi dati ki makas adam v'atzvardeim v'akinim hoyer kolelis ha-mitzrim v'ivrim. We'll tackle both of them. Acher akosu mirdov eli ha-sholosh ma-hiziku. He said like this, that Dam Tzvardayim Kinim actually affected the Jews too. That's what his job comes along. The Aviezer, I don't know exactly, it's the Pirush and the Ibn Ezra, so I think it's I'm not sure what it is, but it's, that's the main Pirush on it. He always explains the Avi Ezri, but over here he says, he always explains the Ibn Ezra, but over here he says, V'onu ein lono el divrei Rabbi Seinuz. Ki mimakas Adam nisashri Yisrael. The Jews became wealthy because of Dan. Afilu nochiv Yisrael shoysim v'seifel achas, if they're both drinking from one glass, chetzio was blood, the chetzio mayim. Fi dati talmud toya for oni b'das kosev advar mayim. That's what the Ibn Ezra is saying. Talmud toya didn't understand the Ibn Ezra. This is an old problem, which is Talmud doesn't know what the Rebbe is talking about. So he says the guy, what's his language here? The Talmud who made a mistake, the Oni Dadas, and he's impoverished in intelligence. You can't write something so stupid. He has no way of explaining. The whole Sefer, he always explains the Ibn Ezra. I think it was probably countless a few times, and it doesn't make any sense. It's like a forgery. Some Talmud said something over in his name that wasn't true. He's saying it's like this. He's saying, you have to read him carefully. What was our clear yesterday? What was the pshat in Makas Saddam? Is the pshat in Makas Saddam was that the water became blood? Or the pshat, it had an appearance of blood. It tasted like blood, but it wasn't blood. No, the guy needed a transfusion, you couldn't use it. Or the pshat of the etzer became blood. He went through different ways of learning. The first shot was it became. In other words, we went through a very problematic kashi. Why is the Torah telling you the fish died? Of course, in blood, the fish are going to die. It's telling you that it really became blood. Because had it not become blood, the fish wouldn't have died. If it wasn't really blood, then why did the fish die according to the other shot? Because that was another punishment to the Egyptians that the water stank up also. Right? That's what he said yesterday. Listen to the Ibn Ezra. It's so unbelievable, his language. The Rabin Oimrim. Many say, ki amayim poyu biyad ha-mitzri adumu, the water in the hands of the Egyptian was red, kidam. V'neslabnu biyad ha-yisraeli, and it became white in the hands of the Jews. In kein lomo lo nichtav oze b'Torah. Why is that not written in the Torah? That's what he's saying is, in other words, he's going not exactly where we were going on that. We were going with that yesterday. The pshat is that it wasn't another miracle. It was really water. It just appeared to an Egyptian as bloody, so then a Jew could drink. It wasn't miraculous. So it's okay. There's a shtickle miracle in that also. But the miracle is that lemaisa, if it looks to 10 mitzvah, a Jew could drink it that doesn't look that way. That's a shtickle miracle also. That's what he said. Okay. But I mean, you hear already how it could be, you hear how somebody could argue with this, because but if the etzim was a reality, then there's not what to discuss. If it was the etzim a reality, then for shteitzel, that's an unbelievable miracle. The Torah that it was blood, and that a Jew should drink blood, blood miraculously became water. It's like if like the Ness would have been right away. Hashem would go and take the blood, and it's going to become water. That's an unbelievable Ness. That's what his basic shaila is. He says it didn't affect the three of them. It didn't affect them. He's like this. Water became blood. Which water became blood? If an Egyptian pulled out a glass of water, or he had it in his refrigerator, water became, it was blood, right? It was blood. That was blood. A Jew had water in his house, what was it? You mean blood, and it went back to water? But when you say the water became blood, what's the pshat, the water became blood? Which water became blood? The Ya'or, and all the water that was by the Egyptians. That water became blood. What about the Jew had a 5-gallon water tank in his refrigerator? What happened to that? Nothing happened. Let's say this. It's kind of like this. He means it didn't affect the Jew, that affected the Jews. He doesn't mean that the water in a Jewish house became blood, the Ibn Ezra. What the Ibn Ezra means is that water that was made to an Egyptian, that water of an Egyptian that became blood, that the emes became blood, the Jew was affected on that. I'm not going to start making up. There was another miracle. So when an Egyptian had blood, and he threw out blood from the that water stayed blood, and the Jew couldn't drink that water also. But what about if a Jew had water? If a Jew had water, it remained water. If an Egyptian took that water, what happened? It became bloody by him. He's not, what he's saying is, that's not what happened though. What happened here was that a Jew was affected, that the water that became blood, when a Jew drank it, it was still blood. A Jew couldn't drink that water also. By all the other makas, Jews weren't affected. That's the teretz is, because you're talking about different things over there. You have wild animals. So they didn't go to the Jewish land. They didn't start up with a Jew. But once you had water becoming blood, that affected the Jew also. There was no second miracles. The miracle was that the makkah didn't affect the Jews. So the makkah didn't come to the Jews to begin with. But a makkah that was a reality, that a Jew was affected. There's blood over there. A Jew was affected. A Jew was not affected by water that wasn't that had not yet become blood. Water that didn't become blood, but water that became blood, that affected the Jews too. That's what the Ibn Ezra is saying. The Avi Ezra's kasha. What are you talking about? The Chazal say they drank from the same thing. That means they drank from a Jewish thing. That a Jew had water. That water was packed unaffected. The Jew's water. An Egyptian put something in his thing, that talk affected him. But that's not saying the same as what, and there I think what the Ibn Ezra holds happened over there, that got by him the appearance of blood. That was only the appearance. No, it's where it was water, so then it had the appearance of blood. Where the water became blood because there was no gay of the Egyptian, then that remained blood. If the Jew took it, he was stuck with it also. And so the kasha is, how could Chazal say that they could drink out of the same? Even though you could probably say it simpler than I'm saying now. One second. Let's get the exact lashon that the Avi Ezra brings of the Medrash. By the way, this Ibn Ezra is Zion Chav Dalet. Shmo Zion Chav Dalet. It Yeah. It doesn't say they drank of vasachas. It wasn't like those two straws and the Egyptian was sucking blood in the Jew. It was sefer lechadim. It was in one container. It was in one container. Ki chetzio dam, the chetzio mayim. What he means is the Jew drank his hair first. In fact, it was water. The Egyptian then drank it. It became blood. That's what he means. He doesn't mean there was even in the Jewish water, when an Egyptian took Jewish water, the taka became blood. But Einachinami, if it was blood by the Mitzri, it didn't become water by the Jew. Of course, the Mitzri had a good answer. The Jew drank it first, and he could give a little bit of money. And he, as soon as he wrote a check, then his water didn't become blood. But I think if when the water became blood, I don't think he could buy it afterwards either. Because let's say he took the water from a Jew, it became blood, and then he decided, Jew with $10. It wouldn't make a miracle. But what the Ibn Ezra doesn't, what bothers him, I think, is the unbelievable feeling that there was miracle upon miracle upon miracle. There's one thing, you know, water becomes blood or doesn't become blood. But to start saying, after blood, there's new miracles, that blood becomes water, that's the Torah should say. So the kash is, and therefore that didn't happen. Blood didn't become water. Either kash is that Jews and Egyptians drank from the same container. Yeah. It means a Jewish container that was water, if the Egyptian would put a straw in it, it would become blood. Therefore, what he did was, when the Jewish container was water, he paid money to the Jew, and the Jew, by the Egyptian, it remained that way. Which means it's not the pshat that a miracle, the blood became water. I mean, you know, let's say there was blood, and a Jew was kind of the blood. And all of a sudden, oh, you want water? Pay me for it. You know, the way we generate, all of a sudden blood became water. That'd be a benign thing. It's just like unbelievable to start making up miracles like that. The Pasuk says water became blood. The Torah should have said the blood becomes water.
The who dug the wells? Should everybody dug the wells, no?
Let's say.
Yeah. It means everybody dug wells.
Everybody dug wells. That's
and the Jews couldn't drink from the oil either.
That's exactly what I'm saying. Nobody could. The yard became blood. And then there's another way. He dam b'chol eretz Mitzrayim. They dug, a Jew had water, it didn't become blood. I just don't think it's so impossible what he's saying. I don't think, you know, it's the whole kash is, because Chazal say parker, the Talmud Toya, I don't know that I have to believe it was a Talmud Toya. When you think about it, you understand how incredible that miracle is, blood, especially when we were saying yesterday, it's a miracle to create, it's a chetzah, it's an unbelievable, it's a miracle, it's a creation here. Oh, if you want to viper gets created the other way. The guy pulls it out of his hand, a viper creation. Did you pull your slime out of some towels? Water? Look, it's just unbelievable to think that goes on. I mean, it would be such gilui and nesing nisim galuyim. That's just, and if it happened, it could happen, but then the Torah should tell us something about it. That's what the Ibn Ezra is saying. So the Ibn Ezra is saying is that water, it became blood, it was taka blood. But then that blood didn't come back to water. But what was water could remain water and didn't become blood if an Egyptian paid money to a Jew.
What about the other Damascus, Tarde and Kenan? So they're impacted as much as the Egyptians would have been.
Huh?
They would have been impacted just as much as the midstream, the other Damascus then. Tarde and Kenan.
That's what he said. Yeah, but again, I don't know, I'm not sure about Tarde and Kenan. The land became Kenan. That was a fact. That's not true.
Not even Goshen.
What?
Not even Goshen.
No, they say that. I think it could be Chalik. I don't know that he has to be saying that. Goshen was separate. It didn't happen over there. But if a Jew walked in, you know, if a Jew walked in Egypt, he wasn't walking on water. I mean, you know, walking on, I guess that's where it came from. He wasn't walking on land. There it's Kenan, you're sinking down and the lice are getting to you. Oh, Jew walks and all of a sudden the path becomes... Those things, it could be, but it's not likely to be. You know? And if it did happen, the Torah should have said it. You start thinking the implications there. Now, Tzvardeh, I don't know what that means. First, I think it means they give me an Eretz Goshen. But if Tzvardeh is screaming, Jew, he's hearing music.
And the Egyptians going crazy from the noise. He said, you know, it's just, there's a shtickle, unbelievable thing to that. Shtickle, unbelievable thing to that. You know, here there's water, there's not, I mean, you know, a shchein you throw up, he actually talks about shchein. There's a difference when the exact, when a miracle happens, all I'm saying is, Ibn Ezra says, when a miracle happens, to say that the miracle is reversed is another miracle too.
By Arav, then, if, when they, if the Jew went into Eretz Yisrael, he would have been impacted by the Arav then?
He said, Arav, I think the pasuk of Heflesi. Heflesi, is it connected to the land or to the people? I don't know. You look at the pasuk. I don't know if it's connected to the pasuk. It's just a little hard to hear that that Kenan is, you know, like the Jew was one substance of for.
Sounds like actually the pasuk of the place of Yemen was Eretz Goshen. That's still the only Eretz Goshen that was protected. Which implies the previous Marcus wasn't protected by that.
But that's the kasha, you know, it sounds like.
Eretz Goshen was protected only at that point, but not before him.
What?
Look to the opposite. Here they have a place. They would be protected everywhere else. And now they have to be in the Goshen. Yeah, by everything else, they would be protected wherever they are. Here they have to be in the Goshen.
That's not what the image is saying.
No, I know.
Like,
you mean,
it's not right in public.
I'm saying, you mean not like Nebuchadnezzar.
Yeah, I'm saying, honestly,
you can say not like Nebuchadnezzar. Not like Nebuchadnezzar. I just like the fact that I saw the Rishonim deal with the problem that when you have a miracle, when something is not, when you reverse a miracle, he's saying that's a miracle too. Even though he does say it wasn't really blood. It was water that was red like blood. I mean, that's what he said. I mean, he quotes people, you know. It was water that was red like blood, which is a shtickle teretz. Because if that's what they say, that means he didn't understand that right either. So what's the kasha? It was water that looked like blood, and then it went back to water. So then, the Torah should say it. The way we're saying, if it was water that looked like blood, then it's not a miracle to a Jew. It was water that looked like blood to the Egyptian and tasted like it, but to the Jew it wasn't a miracle. That's not what it was. It was taka really water. It was real. You know. We have passion fruit tomorrow. Itzi goes, you know what the passion fruit is? You Southerners that haven't never been here before, they're the wanderers of. We have a tremendous thing here. There's a fruit that if you take the fruit, take off the skin off the fruit. You put it in your mouth for about a minute. It's like a little berry. You take then a concentrated lemon juice. It tastes like lemonade. Sweet lemonade. A lot of you have had it already, right? That's not the pshat that's making. That's, by the way, it's not a miracle for the tzaddikim that, actually it's not called a miracle for them. It is a miracle. In other words, it's not a shinui in the metzius of the lemonade. What it is, it doesn't change the concentrated lemon. What it does is coats your tongue with something that prevents the interaction of right? It's sweet to the tongue. So by a Jew, that's what it was. That's what it was. If it wasn't really blood. If it's really blood, it's a different story. So I say that's, I think, the answer to the Ibn Ezra's kasha on them. But I think what the Ibn Ezra instinctively held, it was really blood. It became blood. It was blood. What do you mean? There was another miracle that became water? I mean, that's as big a miracle, maybe a bigger miracle. That's like almost a nes besoch nes. You have that water became blood as a miracle. And then miraculous blood is now creates water is another. The Torah should say it. That's his kasha. Anyway, I think that's the machlokes between the Ibn Ezra and the others. They say it's an illusion. You know, is it only there was something in the Egyptian psyche, this or whatever, or the water that affected the Egyptians and didn't affect the Jews. Didn't affect the Jews. And therefore it's not such a big miracle. The Jews drinking good old regular water. Ibn Ezra is saying it really became blood. And if it really became blood, then it's an unbelievable miracle that blood becomes water when a Jew takes it. Therefore, the Torah should say something about that. The Torah should say something about that miracle. That's what I think the Ibn Ezra holds. The kash of the Avi Ezra and the Ibn Ezra, then, how could it be that it was water? How could it be a Jew and a Gentile were drinking from the same thing? So you see, it became miraculous. The Torah says it's talking about Jewish water. Jewish water remained that. It's just when it went to the Egyptian, it became blood. When he drank it, when he got it afterwards, it became blood. The same container became blood. But Einachinami, if it was Goyish water, and a Jew took half a Goyish water, a half a Goyish of blood, it didn't become water.
If you're going to say the other way,
which is the other one?
That it took on the qualities of blood.
Yeah. I mean, it wasn't really blood, yeah.
And the fish died? Doesn't that mean like the fish dying is another...
That's a second miracle. That's what we said. That's exactly what we said. According to that side, the fish dying is a second miracle. And second maka, why? Because we want the water to stink. That's it. And that's why... Mosim Zahadam. I don't know if you were here yesterday? A mosim zahadam. Dam is used plural. So all the Rishonim is the kasha. Mosim is plural. What is zahadam? As he said, there's taka two miracles. That was mamash devor.
Also, wasn't it like the fish dying? It helps create the illusion further. It's really blood to the Egyptian.
Okay, I hear. It's not, it's like an illusion, right? That's the second attack on them, and also it gives support to the illusion. Yeah. And I thought it was an interesting, the kasha of the Ibn Ezra is, how could it be that if you say there was no maka there, that the Jews were affected, how could you have water? I think it's a huge, there's no such thing. It means the water of a Jew didn't become blood. But the blood of an Egyptian didn't become water to the Jew. I guess what we're really coming down is, I think the Jews went swimming in the Nile. That's like, the mob became blood. No Jews, there were no swimming by the Jews either. In the Nile. The Nile didn't become water to the Jew. The water of the Jew didn't become blood, but the Nile that became blood didn't become all of a sudden becomes water to the Jew. It is such an unbelievable miracle. The Torah should say it. That's what I'm saying. That's discussion.
There was enough. Enough water in people's homes? And
no. They the Egyptians. They dug.
Let's say most of them.
Huh?
Let's say for a miracle. Most of them. I mean, same thing.
Same thing,
that there's four miracles. So there's more than one minute. I mean,
we said that's the shot we said yesterday to answer
that. You can say that there's
That's what we said.
I'm not saying in regards to the fish thing, I'm saying in regards to the fact that the blood turned back to water.
Yeah, that was what we said yesterday. That was the first. If you hold that it was a reality, so the miracle was exactly what the Pasuk is saying, the most. Right. That's what we said.
What did the individual learn most from that?
What?
What had the individual learn most from that? For a month. He's only going one book.
It's good. The fish dying will be yours.
No, because he learned that actually turned to blood, no?
He didn't say it's three yet.
Another actually learned it from the blood, or he's learning that it only feels like blood.
I'll say the Terrence. We said over from the Avud Rami Kolbo yesterday that Mosim Zadam is referring to Moshe Rabbeinu's water that turned to blood the first time. That's a huge difference, but now I understand what the Hechrach is. But if you hold it was a reality, then you got to say something else. And you hold that there's no, it's so in the stomach, the blood didn't turn to water.
Didn't he say Kedam and all those things?
He's being Acherim Pirsha. Right. He understood what the Acherim was saying. He said, still it should have said it.
Right, even in that understanding, he wasn't understanding that it really turned to diamond.
No, in them, right.
So it wasn't either, so the fish dying.
What?
So then the fish dying could be
the fish dying, right. Yeah.
You could say it's plural also, that every time the Mitzrayim touched the Jewish water, it would turn it down. So there's many different miracles.
Every time
a Mitzrayim touched the water of a Jew, it would become down.
Oh.
So it wasn't just one.
Right here. I'm just wondering if I'm making a mistake on the other thing. What about when the Egyptians dug wells that remained, it also stayed water? The Egyptians dug wells, that's what they drank, it became water. So what did they have to buy Jewish water for?
The Jews dug the wells in Goshen, and those were the ones that stayed water, and the Egyptians tried digging in Egypt, they were blood. Like all the water in the ground in Egypt was blood and was.
No. The Torah says they dug. The Torah says the Egyptians dug wells.
And got water from it? Or they
Yeah. That's the way they survived.
It just says they can't drink from the oil.
That they wouldn't be able to do.
That's all the pasuk says.
Yeah, but now, what were they buying? The Jews were selling. By the way, we know that the Jews were selling water. I grew up. If you would tell somebody that you could have a business selling water, they would have put you into an insane asylum. It's a huge industry. I mean, I was at the Brooklyn airport. I wanted to drink one. It's no problem. $2. Bottle of water. You understand there must be some Jewish business someplace all the way there. All the way back. Wasn't paying for water. Are you crazy? But then the question is, though, if I'm right, if their water remains, the Jewish water remained water. The water that was in the Artesian well, that was from Jew, and they were both water. So why the buying would be that they came to the Jews and bought. If they didn't feel like digging the wells. No, if the word is that was like there's only like enough water in the wells, like the not this, you know, not to die from dehydration, but really the main water supply was the ore. So then it would be like, it would make sense. But if you learn that this is not enough to really live like that water, so let them dig their wells too. Why did the Egyptians buy water from the Jews? Why didn't they dig more wells? Don't want to make the Benazir, so the real main water supply. You know, now the way they asked the Kasha, I asked yesterday, I seemed like a better way to ask the Kasha. Ask the Kasha, why did the Torah say the fish died? Like, who cares? I mean, so that's what we got into this whole discussion. But now, really, the right way to ask that Kasha, the compelling way to ask that Kasha is, why didn't it say that they couldn't irrigate their fields? Why just the fish die? I mean, they couldn't irrigate. You can't irrigate with blood. Why didn't it say they couldn't take showers? You know, they couldn't wash themselves. Parents says it's simple. Of course you can't wash yourself. You can't do this. That's pasha. You know what he told me? What blood is? Of course you can't do that. The chiddush is, though, that the fish die. Because taka really wasn't blood. It really wasn't blood. Or it really became blood.
You could have said any one of the things.
No, I don't think you could say by the other.
So you need to have it be impartial. Huh? The fish are impartial in this.
Yeah, fish don't have any kind of.
They
have no reason to be punished, the fish. They should be like a Jew. A fish should be like a Jew.
If the word said they couldn't wash, wouldn't that also have been pasha, or they couldn't irrigate the field?
That's pasha. That's what
they. You could have said that also. The teacher would finish that it was really blood.
But no.
And that they couldn't.
No, because I mean the pasha just would make no sense. It doesn't have to say things that are simple. Here it must be saying something beyond something which is simple, because here there's a reason to think the fish shouldn't die. There's no reason to think that they should be able to wash with them. Why do I want to start with the mida keneged mida of not being able to bathe in the blood? Because the mida keneged mida of pharaohs bathing in blood.
this when the fish were punished because they were eating the babies that were thrown in for them?
I know so. Could be. Oh, my marvelous, I raised them a sugar.